Hello.
Hi, I'm Terry Mills, and I'm running for ward councillor.
Terry Mills is running for councillor in Ward 16 in Toronto. He's a professional planner and for the last 15 years has worked on development issues with community groups in the area. He ran in the last election against incumbent Karen Spence and came second. Spence has since retired, so he feels his chances are good. Terry says that in spite of all the new social media, it's still all about pounding the pavement and knocking on doors.
The reason for going out and knocking on every door is get, you know, your literature out to everybody, have a chance to talk to as many people as you can and present yourself to them and hear what they have to say. And the other part, which is, I find very important, is actually to observe the conditions, that they live in or their neighborhood and so on. And I did this for the last election. I'm doing it again. And it's amazing even to see over 4 years a huge amount of change that's occurred in some parts. Generally, you don't hear very much back from them. And I'd say, well, you know, I appreciate that, we live in a wonderful area and that, therefore there really isn't that much concern. A lot of people live in this area a long time. I call it a sticky area. Once you move in, you never move out. It is a great area, and my objective is to make sure we keep it that way.
Mills has no illusions about people's interest in politics, although he did notice in the last election an upswing in voter numbers.
Traditionally in this area, 15,000 people vote. And in the last election, 20,000 people voted. And the reason for that was this whole thing about the mayor, with Rob Ford running. And that was quite interesting. Again, in the very last week of canvassing before the election, and you'd knock on the door and people, all they want to do is talk about the mayor. No interest in who is going to be their ward councillor. A lot of people really don't spend a lot of time on municipal politics, probably don't spend a lot of time on politics at all. A lot of them do believe in voting, and they find it very difficult to vote, and that's appreciated. But, you know, the amazing part is to realize when you think of all the focus you've put on all this stuff and what you know needs to be done and so on, and you appreciate in the end that they're way far away from that. And it's important to know that, and it's important to know what is that kernel of concern that they have. And part of, again, is actually, identifying, what needs to be done around them.
Terry prefers municipal politics over its federal or provincial counterparts because so much of it is what he calls sandlot issues.
A lot of it deals with property, what can be done with it, and what has to be done with roads and traffic. Something physically has to be done to improve a situation in the city. So it's quite a different beast, and that's why party politics really don't work at the municipal level.
He says one of the most important things in any campaign is consistency.
You can't really change your tune in the middle of the campaign, and the attention of the constituents is not that strong, and therefore you really actually have to have a good, stable message from the start to the finish. It's a little bit like a 100-yard dash. Start running, and you run till you know you got both feet over the line.
On the campaign trail, he's heard complaints about City Hall, including one that councillors' lunches are too long.
But, those long lunches is where the councillors actually go out, and they spend most of it talking to constituents, for matters that are going to be coming up in the afternoon. And it's not that they're sitting around with their feet up having a hour and a half picnic.
Terry Mills feels that the decision-making process at City Hall is still widely misunderstood.
Decisions at council aren't really a case of, what was the vote, what to come out to. The decision isn't just as suddenly this item is up with a pop fly and you vote on it and you're done. A lot of them actually have evolved for 2 or 3 years, until finally something has come forward and then the council is the final decision of do we go ahead with this or not. But the whole structure that comes forward to be decided upon, has been through a decision-building process for a couple of years. The true job is to, to cultivate, items as they come forward to make sure that they're, the best result proposition. You're listening to the sound of the conscience of the population of 2.5 million people trying to make a decision.